Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. Birthday celebrations are well and truly over now, although we're still picking up the birthday confetti. This week I caught up with Simon Lovegrove to discuss performance management. So Simon, how would you define performance management?
Well, performance management includes activities which ensure that goals are consistently being met in an effective and efficient way, supporting the strategy. So it is a strategic activity as well as supporting the operational aims and as well as ensuring that employees and staff are contributing positively to the business objectives. So the subject itself can focus on the performance of an organisational unit or a department or a specific staff member.
Okay, now do you think performance management is necessary within all organisations?
I would say so. There are lots of challenges involved with it. There are some common challenges, such as, for example, new requirements on teaching quality in universities and higher education, wider industry shifts, for example, driven by regulatory changes and demand for talent. And there are also challenges in terms of adopting and appreciating or being responsive to the appropriate parts of the organisation and their particular needs. And then within the culture of an organisation, making sure that the process actually supports the engagement of staff and colleagues in the context of that organisation with a suitable system. But we can help you with these. We can help our clients with these. And using our expertise, our clients are able to identify precisely what they need. The thing is that every organisation needs the support framework that encourages and motivates for high performance. And they need to do that within context that's appropriate for them. If you don't do that, what you get is an imposition or something that gets in the way or is seen as pointless by both staff and managers. And what we try and do is make sure that with our clients that we get a what we call situational significance, i.e. something that's relevant, something that actually works within the given context, and a performance framework that fits the organisation's needs and the needs of managers and staff alike.
Performance management is something that is unique to each organisation, as you said. Not all companies need or want appraisals, for example. How do we ensure that each organisation receives a service which is personal to them?
We make sure that our clients get a service and get a definition which is personal to them by engaging with the business and understanding it and collaborating with our direct clients to construct something that works for them. The framework allows for all sorts of tailoring and all sorts of differences that will work for different companies and different situations. What we need to do is to find out what is going to be relevant and what's going to work best and adapt the process and adapt the systems to suit that. And always bearing in mind that the aim of the performance management is to support the effective performance, to support engagement, to support development of employees, and to support the succession and talent process. So it's got to do a lot of different things, and it's got to support a lot of those different activities very, very well. And so there are some things that it must do, but the primary thing that it must do is it must engage the people who are using it so that they understand how to use it and want to use it well.
Okay, so this framework you mentioned about how important it is for the employees and everyone to understand this within a business. Could you explain how you do this within your framework?
Sure. The London Marathon is coming up. So, you know, this is obviously something that people are interested in from a performance point of view. If you think about how that's constructed, there's a huge number of people who are taking part. The very first level of differentiation is that runners are categorised according to their likely performance. And the start times are organised so that the fast runners get away first and the slower runners get away in other groups at different intervals. And that way, the entire marathon can take place in an organised way without slower runners getting in the way of faster ones. And that then helps to optimise the process. So straight away, I mean, you compare that to, for example, a talent situation. You've streamed the runners into your hares and tortoises. Everyone hopefully gets to the end of it, but that may then depend on being able to understand the operational performance and make sure that people are supported through that process. So there are lots of different parts to that framework. One of them is grouping people. The other one is the operational performance. And another part of that framework is making sure that people understand what they're measuring and are able to then use that data to adjust their own performance as they go along.
Thank you very much, Simon. I loved your analogy of the London Marathon. It helped me really understand why performance management is necessary. HR and Flow can help you achieve more within your organisation. So if you'd like to know more about how we can benefit you, please get in touch on 01280 823 702 or email at info@hrandflow.com. Next week, we have Poonam Kanwar talking to us about team effectiveness and customer experience. In the meantime, get back to work for those few hours left before the long weekend. Have a wonderful Easter, everyone.